Travis and Texas DeVries did not harm any humans, Aboriginal, non-Aboriginal, or etc. in the making of this show. The brothers claim to have a direct connection to a place they call the Dreaming, which they draw upon for ancient wisdom. We know not what this dreaming is which they speak of. No responsibility will be taken by aforementioned brothers for harm incurred as a result of taking the advice contained wherein. Nonetheless, welcome to country.
Welcome, Tech. Can you go first?
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Aboriginals. I'm your host, Texas DeVries. How are we all doing? is that what you want?
Anytime I give you the reins, you're like, you know, I'm talking to the audience that doesn't, you know, that doesn't talk back. I'm talking to them.
God, look, all the podcasts I listen to, except like one or two. They say shit like that.
Every
that's
time.
Why I do it.
Every
I'm
time.
Involving
you just
my friends.
Acknowledge
my
that.
My friends, the audience.
My friends. Can you give me that one more time? I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna repress record. And 5, 4.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Aboriginals. We're back, baby, and it's your boy Texas DeVries. How y'all doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Oh my god.
It's me. I'm Painkiller Trav, taking over from regular Trav. Because I'm in
that's
pain.
That's what's wrong. Okay. I was like, what's wrong with him? What's happening?
I'll be filling in for regular Trav this week. This is
on the Penadine Fort.
I am on the Penadine Fort. I may have self-dosed a little bit extra because I'm in extra pain. And, you know, don't do that. You're not supposed to.
No, because it doesn't actually get the pain away anymore. All it does is hurt your kidneys and liver. So, you know, just putting that out there.
Yeah, wreck the kidneys and the liver.
I think
my liver can take it.
Ooh, yeah.
I feel like I feel like this might not be anything at all, but let's try it. Like,
anyway. Welcome to Aboriginals.
Yeah. This might not be anything, but we're going to do it anyway. This is Aboriginals.
Look, before we go any further, have you said your name yet?
Painkiller Trav.
Oh.
I am Painkiller Trav.
We'll allow it.
we will allow it. Anyway, this might not be anything, but I don't think that a used car salesman who is specializing in like selling things that shouldn't be sold could sell my liver. Is that anything? Is that fun? Is this good
anything?
For the...
It's something now. It's in the Aboriginal zeitgeist. We're stuck with it. It's canon.
All I can see is like the cartoon, the illustration of a used car salesman, but like they're just slapping they're slapping livers on the top of it and going, this one's been through a lot, but it'll get you down the road a little bit further.
You could fit another 20 drinks in this bad boy.
So do you want to do the intro? Like we're going to talk about things and stuff.
Things and stuff. That's a new segment here on Aboriginals. It's called Things and Stuff. It's our new opener. How do you like it? How do you like our things and our stuff? Our first
I love
thing,
it.
I think our first thing or stuff, or maybe it's a little bit of both. And or stuff
and
is
things.
Trump getting COVID. I mean, if you'd like, we have to at least touch on it. Like COVID has touched on him.
Yeah, my favorite thing about Trump getting COVID has been my father's friends and mother's friends and their social media around Trump getting COVID because they have all just made the Facebook status where it just says, the Trump's got COVID, and that's it. It's like, no, yes, they did. You don't have to tell everyone. We already read about it on the news. But thank you. It's very informative what you're doing.
News.com already covered it, boomers.
But everybody already covered it. Like, it's it's no longer news. Like, it's been, like, Trump himself covered it. He's like, yeah, I got COVID, everyone. I done fucked up and didn't wear my mask.
After he covered his opponent in his saliva during that shit fest of a debate that I only watched the highlights of, because I won't even watch Australian debates. I'm not going to watch American ones.
I don't think they do Australian debates. You know what they should have? Instead of highlights, they should have the lowlights. They should have the low point reel of those things. Because that's the only bits you really want to watch.
That I feel like that was the highlights.
That was the highlights. on
good fun.
On Painkiller Trav, just so everyone's getting the Painkiller updates. The other night, this was pre-Painkiller. I did my back. You can. What did I do to it? Only people who have done their back can say they've done their back and know what that means.
You wouldn't understand. You've never had a done back.
And you're not a father, so you couldn't understand doubly.
That was two on the nose by half.
So anyway, I did my back. Anyway, before I went to the doctors and got painkillers, because of the painkillers that you have to. That I need for this, you have to get prescription for now. It used to be different, but now
damn opioid addicts.
Yeah,
they ruined codeine for all of us.
I mean, I was like, I was pretty decent at self medicating when I could just get it over the counter. But
I spent years thinking I was allergic to codeine because I'm allergic to morphine, and our mother just like told me that I would be allergic to codeine, and I just believed her because she was a nurse in like the 80s or something.
For she 5 minutes. Wrong.
Yeah, totally wrong.
She did four shifts at nursing. I'm a nurse.
For maybe 5 years of my life when I had like teeth pain and I wouldn't take codeine. It turns out I could have not been in that pain. Anyway, carry on. Little sidebar.
Anyway, I was the night before I was using alcohol to kind of deaden the pain a little bit, just like
because that always helps.
Anyway, I will continue with my little story that is important before I was rudely interrupted. When I do my back, I kind of lose a lot of the rest of my strength in various other parts of my body, particularly my arms and hands. Like
point
I can't
of the nervous system.
Yeah, for some reason. Anyway, I dropped two glasses of alcohol. Like I hadn't even had
of
my first
alcohol.
Drink
of pure alcohol.
Pure alcohol that I was self medicating with. No, I was drinking Ricard, which is a French aperitif that you mix with water and ice, and it tastes. It's an aniseed drink, and it tastes like licorice. Anyway, I spilt one all over my computer desk. Including my keyboard and mouse pad. And the other one I spilt, like, I just dropped it straight onto the couch and everywhere. And had to clean it up with various cloths that were around, including towels. Anyway, the couch smells like licorice now. So that's fun.
Not the $1,000 couch.
Yeah. Well, exactly. So this comes from from me, who has a long history of being like, protect the couch, everyone! Protect the couch! And then gave that couch to my dad, and then he like just did not protect the couch.
I regret not interrupting this story more, if I'm going to be honest, because where it went was very unsatisfactory, I've got to say.
Well, the fun part of the story is that my whole house smells like licorice.
Cool, licorice house. Okay. Licorice sucks.
It's basically Halloween's coming up, and I will... I'll be reenacting Hansel and Gretel, and I'll be the witch that lures children into my licorice house. Because the kids love licorice, I've heard.
Story Hansel.
And also all of the people really do love those people that lure children into their house.
Okay, so your exciting week was you spilt licorice drink everywhere while trying to self-medicate. Failed. At least the computer got self-medicated. And the couch. And now you're on a lot of Panadol and other shit.
There's That's more.
Cool. That's fun. Ooh.
The fun continues.
Well, I had a good one. I had a good one the other night, actually, if we're talking about our weeks. So we've talked about our originals before, right, about whistling at night.
And no, we haven't.
How, you know, the pros and cons of whistling at night. We've definitely talked about
pros. It's fun.
It was mostly cons. yeah, okay. So I'm just going to come clean here. I do whistle at night quite often. I live out in the bush. We've got dogs. They're outside. They're barking at possums. I'll stick my head out the window. give a little whistle. Nice and, yeah, you know, shuts them up. You don't, instead of shouting like, oi, scaring the neighbors with my bush voice. But anyway, I was out the other night. It was about midnight. I've gone out for a smoke. Dogs are barking. I've whistled at them to be quiet. When out of nowhere, I get attacked by two double bar finches that have a small nest in a grapevine at the front of our house. But not just attacked, like they were swooping for my face for a while. I did little hand movements. I didn't want to hurt them. Like, these are tiny birds. When all of a sudden, the big one, which in birds was probably the female, I believe, had done this crazy little, like, whip spin in the air, 360, and fired a projectile shit straight at my face, which, you know, I dodged. I did some Neo. I channeled Neo, I mean Keanu, at that moment. Dodged this, like, projectile
which
360
era?
Fired
which,
shit.
Which era of Keanu? Matrix Keanu or Wick?
Oh, Bill and Ted.
Ooh.
But the originals, not the remake.
Yeah.
Before... I was like, dude, you see that shit? That shit went so fast it broke the sound and time barrier, man. Whoa. Yeah.
I think that was
but
racist.
After that, I was... That was racist against surfy dudes in the 90s and 80s. You bastard.
There's not enough surfy dude movies.
But yeah, so after this, I'm a bit like, I'm wondering now. I'm like, was that because I whistled at night? Like... Why else would two birds just fly up and start attacking me and, like, firing shit at me? not just pooping near me. This was a sick in-air 360 spin type thing to fire this shit at me. Like, it took effort. And I'm just wondering, like, maybe they weren't even birds. Maybe that was, you know, like, what's the thing? What's the thing he does? That was Featherfoot going into the spirit of the animal. Just be like, oi! You whistle at night one more time, I'm going to have three birds shit on you. Dodge that.
I'm sorry I didn't interrupt more. I'm just composing a tweet that says, Trump got COVID because he whistled at night.
Don't whistle at night. The double bar finches.
Do you want to hear the rest about my week, people at home?
Yeah, why didn't I lead into it from there? Shit.
Yeah, because I've got more exciting stuff.
Why didn't I lead into that bit from there? Speaking of people getting COVID, maybe that's Trump got whistle. Maybe Trump whistle.
I got a facial. I get facials now.
Who did?
Me. I got a facial. And it's exciting.
For you?
Yeah, it was really nice. Jade, lovely Jade, talked me into doing it. I was skeptical because I have a very serious skincare regimen that I stick to, which is do not put anything on it except water.
Like, I already have a face, so I was worried.
Well, yeah, no, I've had a kind of a skincare regimen that
I've
sworn
had a face
by
for a long time. Thank you very much.
Well, exactly. This is my point. If I haven't done anything particular to the face in the previous 32 years that I've been alive, why should I start now? And the answer is,
I mean,
only...
you've been on the urine care.
No, I've not been on any care, like just water, just like shower water. The only thing that goes on my face is possibly shampoo and conditioner as it washes out of my hair. And
you open your eyes too early, and then you're all like,
"Oh, my eyes!" anyway, I've gotten two facials now. I did one 3 weeks ago, and then I had my second
steaming
one. We booked in for every 3 weeks. We got a package deal of like six.
For us peasants,
yes,
out here, what exactly is a facial? Because the one thing I've had is like a steaming.
So look, this was my kind of, I wasn't really sure what they were either. And I tried to get Jade to explain it to me, and she's like, they just put stuff on you and it's nice and they'll give you a little face massage.
Oh, okay, because like from what I can see, you've still got the same face.
I do. I'm not wearing a mask. Wear your mask, everyone. So what happened was like you lie down. They asked me to take off my shirt, which I did think was weird at first. They didn't ask Jay to take. We weren't getting couples facials. We were in different rooms. But anyway, lied down on the bed sort of thing, table I guess, facial table, massage table, face up. And then
just a massage table and they lay under the table and work on your face.
Yeah. And then the good ladies at the facial place that they rubbed various ointments and creams onto me and then scraped them off. And, there was hot towel at some point. I remember the first one better than I remember the last one because I did fall asleep in the last one.
It must have been good.
I don't know. Do I pay for that as well? Because I'm like, oh, well, I was sleeping through that. It doesn't count.
No, you have to pay extra.
Extra?
It counts as a motel room as well.
Well, yeah. No, because they woke me back up at the end. Anyway, this has been what are you doing? Stuff and things.
Jesus.
The quality of our shows has really gone uphill or down.
Yeah.
This is the thing. Now here's the thing. This is another segment.
Uphill right now.
This is another segment. Now here's the thing. People say things are going downhill when things are getting worse, but you don't say things are going uphill when things are getting better, because going uphill is harder work. It's much easier work to go downhill.
Someone fucked that analogy back in the day, didn't
someone,
they?
Like, who's in charge of these things? Can I write them an angry letter?
Yeah, whoever did that was streets behind.
No, that's not a thing. Should we do the show or should we just keep doing this? You at home, you tell us.
This is our new segment. We're just going to keep doing this.
We're going to keep doing this and none of those other things that we usually do. And question.
Your listeners wouldn't understand. You don't have children. You're not fathers.
I have a problem when I go out to eat with just my girlfriend. I always eat too fast and don't chat too much when my food is there. I think it's because my family didn't chat enough around the dinner table when I was growing up. Anyway, I always have a weird feeling that as soon as I'm finished eating, I have to leave the restaurant, like it's a compulsion. But I have to sit there feeling awkward while my girlfriend finishes her food, worrying that I should suddenly be making conversation. But the only thing I can think about talking about is how I'm feeling. That was a bit of a heavy sentence. I never mention it. My girlfriend has commented that I am in a hurry to go as soon as she has finished. How can I either slow down or figure out some good conversation for when it's just me and her? It doesn't happen at all when we're out with a group. And that's from Slow Down Speed Diner.
What do you think the young people are doing where they just have their phone out at dinner? Is that...
No, that's rude. You're not allowed... This is... Well, actually, this is a good point. This is why phones were invented, so that you could do something with your hands and brain and everything.
Yeah, so... You finish your meal, you open up a game of Among Us, and off you go. You're good for 10 minutes. Sometimes like you zone out, and that 10 minutes becomes 3 hours, and you're like, holy shit, delete this game. But yeah.
That's a reference I don't get, because I have not played the game. But from all of you out there in the world that have played the Among Us, you'll know what he's talking about.
Yeah, five of you. You know who you are. We met secretly the other week. Travis doesn't know about it. Shh.
I don't think that you should have your phone during dinner.
Oh no, that was just like I was just like, you know.
Oh, you were joking.
I wouldn't call it a good joke. It was just attempting to answer it while I think of a better one in the back of the head.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I do that too. But you don't know which ones because of the ones that I do properly, you never. It's seamless.
I know, like, the one that keeps coming back is like, oh, no, I won't say that one, because that's not nice. It's like, if you can't have a conversation with a person, like, maybe you're not in the right relationship.
No, I feel this as well. I feel this, like...
We'll slide on past that one.
It brings me back to that, like, that there's a scene in the movie with Jim Carrey and... What is it called? Oh my god! Oh no! Oh,
you've got to go. You've got to give me more information if you want me to get it. A scene in that movie with Jim Carrey,
and they're regressing his mind, and they're taking away the memories.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Eternal Sun. This is a segment. What is that movie?
This is what Texas is for. What is that movie?
What is that movie?
From the reference
with the thing
movie.
And the stuff. Yes,
oh,
in Eternal.
Watch it. That's such a good movie.
In the movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, what the sequel is called Eternal Sunshine and the Spotless Mind, and this Eternal Sunshine and the Spotless Mind go and fall in love and go on dates.
It's just
and
Elijah
then
Elijah Wood fully taking over the machine and being like, I will have all the relationships.
It's a pretty cool machine, but it doesn't really do much. It's really slow to work. Like, you wouldn't really be able to do a whole lot with it. Like, you couldn't take over the world. You couldn't incept someone with it, that's for sure. Although, the inception machine doesn't really do a whole lot either. Like what are the tubes for?
The other week, and I'm fully like, what?
What are these tubes for? Where do they go?
Why do they need to remake the machine in the dream each time? Like, shouldn't they just be able to flick a person in the head because they've given themselves that power in the dream? But no, they have to re-dive in with the machine in the dream, which just...
That's not
how fucked up, Nolan.
That's not how the dreaming works.
Yeah, exactly. No. Oh,
anyway.
Don't get into dreaming.
Can we go back? Can we step out of that sequence of dreams?
Because the last thing I said about this was, like, if you can't hold a conversation with someone, like, you probably...
Yes, there's a scene in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind where Jim Carrey and
Kate Winslet
are having lunch or dinner or something, and they're looking across at this other couple, and the other couple are talking, and they're just kind of staring at their food, and she's like, "Is this who we are now? We're just one of those couples that just sits there and doesn't talk and is unhappy while we eat our dinner." I was like, "Oh, way to call me out, Kate Winslet, because this feels like, you know, this feels like what life is to me sometimes."
So I kind of do something similar to what this person does, though, and what I do. Because, yeah, I get similar. Like, I always eat quite fast in public places, and then I'm like, "Oh, everyone hurry up. I want to leave. Jelani, hurry up with that baby chino, mate. You don't have time. I'm awkward." No, so, like, what I do now is I'll stare at, like, my partner or something as they eat and make little, like, "Ooh, that was a good chew." I'll give them little commentaries on their food.
Oh, could you become an expert then, food commenter? Like an expert eating commenter?
Like, it just makes it really awkward for them, and then they want to leave because they've got me sitting opposite going, like, "That was a good chew. I'd give that a 5 out of 10. I like it."
That's horrid behavior from you. I don't think that's... I would like to... Can you just narrate their eating, but it be not...
Can you just leave Rena alone?
Can you make it not weird? Is there any way to do this where it's not completely creepy and weird?
If you don't want weird, you've come to the wrong place.
Bro Originals, if you don't want weird, you've come to the wrong place.
Welcome to our new segment. Let's get weird.
I think that you should do this thing that Texas is saying, but not make it like you're in an abusive relationship.
What? How dare you? Get out.
Rena Oof. Consents to the Oof. Awkwardness. She consents.
Exactly. Exactly. I hope. I'm gonna have to have a conversation later. Damn it.
I thought I was teaching people about the world,
Rena,
but really,
Rena,
I've learned something myself.
Abusing you. You can tell me. She'll be like, this conversation is emotional abuse. Oh, no. And then she'll be like, "Emotional abuse is my kink." I'll be like, "Oh, no."
This took a wild turn, but also I did want to say that this is a new segment on Bro Originals where it's called "This Took a Wild Turn." We were trying to teach you, but you taught us.
You taught Texas, because Travis has already learnt everything. Youngest elder.
Can you just chew your food, like, instead of, like, just wolfing it down? Like, is that an option?
Yeah, we need more questions. We need a bit more here. Do you have stomach problems? Do you maybe not chew your food properly? Because Trav used to have this when he was younger.
I still do it, man.
Just chew it a bit more.
I think the game that you need to gamify. Like, I have a similar problem, but whenever I have a problem in life, I try and gamify it. Like, I'm like, yeah, let's turn it into a game. If you chew everything, like, and roll it around your mouth 30 times and, like, you have fun with that, like, and you're like, "I'm going to taste every bit of taste out of every mouthful," then that's fun. That doesn't sound fun, but it's fun. Oh, it's so good. Look at...
My gag reflex would be done after 10 rolls. Just puke all over the table. Blah.
Well, now everyone's... What about those people that got, like,
I mean,
bad gag?
I'm one of those people, too, though. Like, I can't brush my teeth half the time without, like, a little dry retch.
Thanks. So, thanks, Tex. Should we Yahoo? This Yahoo Answers question is from Anonymous, so let's call them Giorgio Armani asks, how to stay to yourself and be distant but not come off as rude? How to stay to yourself and be distant but not come off as rude? In society and culture, etiquette. More information?
In the extra information, it just says, I'm an introvert, all right?
That doesn't say that. In the extra information, it says, I'm done with everybody. I just want to be left alone. But I do not want to jeopardize my job or reputation by just acting rude. This is one day ago,
so
by
I'm
the way.
Do
this
it
is
anonymously.
A fresh, this is a fresh one.
So I went to the internet to do it anonymously.
Can you wear a mask? If this is too easy, like just wear a mask everywhere. I mean, people won't talk to you. Like
do that these days.
Not a regular COVID mask, as if that's what we're calling them. Get like a get a mask that's kind of like Deadmau5 or maybe like MF Doom. Like wear like a big cool mask, a scary mask. And then like you'll be able to just be yourself and be distant and no one will think you're rude at all because you'll be in a cool mask. They might think you are reenacting the man with the iron mask at all times. You could get the man with the iron mask.
Yeah, that's a good one. I would.
Yeah, that's right, a good
or
mask.
Or just get the mask from the mask.
Oh, smoking.
Yeah. Exactly.
And can you do
you know
cool...
That was Cameron Diaz's first movie?
What?
And that's
wild.
Random movie trivia with Texas.
This is the new segment we're calling Random Movie Trivia with Texas. Tell me more about it. Tell me more about Cameron Diaz.
Really? Oh, you wanted... Okay. That was her first movie. She actually thought that it was just... She wasn't really sure. She did all this filming. She didn't think it was going to be much of a movie. From the few things she filmed on it, she was like, well, this is weird. I'm not sure what this is. And then a few months later, she was at the premiere and was like, oh, this wasn't an actual movie. Okay, I thought this might have been something weird and I wasn't sure. Because most of their scenes, if you look back to them, are like her just singing raunchily on the main stage of the club that the bad guy owns and things like that. So yeah, I can understand the confusion. Yeah,
I would love to see that. I would love to see the footage of that quote from Cameron Diaz where she says,
exactly.
I thought this was a movie, but I wasn't sure.
I did it verbatim. Like that was the exact quote.
I think the coolest thing about that mask movie is that like in the comic books the mask is like kind of super violent and like
well it's Loki, like the mask is meant to be the mask of Loki from the Elder Gods or whatever, like the
yeah
so it's like
and the mask is like doing some far out things where he like just you know like will randomly kill
I think those comics are the first time when I read the joke where the police are like freeze and he's like freeze police. Oh, no.
Okay. All right. Texas is broken. I'm watching his screen. He's he's dying.
Oh, no.
Over
flashbacks.
There.
I remember reading those comments.
How to stay to yourself and be distant but not come off as rude and not with a mask. Oh, there's another bit where they say below here, and I won't wear a mask.
You start dating someone, you have dinner with them, but you make sure you eat your food really quick, and then you just get to sit there and be socially awkward.
But not come off as rude, Texas, is the trick.
Exactly. You're with people, but you're not like you don't have to talk to them because
could
you know,
they're
eating.
Could you get like a cool affectation where you don't, where you're like, you're the silent type? Like, you just, you like, you become, you kind of embody Silent Bob. I mean, like, no one thinks Silent Bob is rude. And you just occasionally, like, you just sit there quietly and you listen and you don't even have to listen. You can just kind of say very occasionally, like, a random nugget of wisdom. And you're like, you
it's
announce
gotta be, like,
it.
It's got to be some proper wisdom too, like.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't
only
necessarily.
Only once a movie. Like, once every movie, just bust it out.
It doesn't necessarily have to be, like, super duper like wisdom to everything that's going on. Like if you're in a like conversation about like all of the people's greatest dogs and you kind of come up with this one little thing is like, yeah, but dolphins are cool. That could be your like little thing where it's like, this is your wisdom for this moment in time.
Yeah, but dolphins are cool. They like to do drugs. They like to lick pufferfish because they know they get them high. Dolphins are lit.
Dolphins are fun. I would love some cool facts about dolphins, but I don't have any. Shall we do a deadly?
Don't look too hard. I mean, they're weird. Dolphins are weird.
Yeah, they're pretty far out. They have a lot of fun, though. They kill sharks. Dolphin facts with Trav.
Animals. A new segment. Dolphins. They're great.
Let's do a deadly.
Ooh, a deadly. What do we have? Here we go. What is the more accurate term to describe traditional Aboriginal land use patterns? Hunter-gatherers or permaculture farmers?
I like hunter-gatherers because it sounds cooler. Permaculture farmers sounds lame.
It does. It sounds super lame. And probably not really like...
And probably not super...
Dark gave you it. We're getting there. But it's probably not like exactly accurate either.
Yeah, can we be what, like, can we be like halfway in between? We didn't even know what permaculture meant back then. We were just doing it.
It'd be a semi-culture.
Could it be...
I don't want to be perma. I'm more of a semi-culture kind of guy.
I'm more polycultural.
Oh.
Mm, well, that's all cultures at once. Oh, no. I've
seen both ways. Wait. Scratch that.
I've given Rachel Dollars a get-out-of-jail-free card right now. Because she's I can be black because I'm polycultural. I represent all cultures. In whatever, I can't do Rachel Dolezal voice, but I should.
No,
be okay.
I'm not trying either.
It was pretty close, I imagine.
It was almost perfect.
I'm not super into the idea of permaculture. Like, it's not my favorite. I don't
seems
like
a lot of hard work.
Yeah, yeah. You know how
it
like
it really does though.
You know how we didn't have like. I'm pretty sure you need fences to be a farmer. I don't think I don't want to be a farmer. I don't want to be a hunter-gatherer either. Like, I just want a supply chain where I can go to the shops and buy some of my food. Why couldn't we have that back in the day?
Mm.
Yeah, that would be
exactly.
Good.
Maybe you could. You don't know.
Well, it's not too late. It's not too late because, like, this is the thing. With the, like, world being the way it is and being all wild and crazy and far out, and, you know, we're probably going...
American Civil War that's about to happen, it will probably destroy the rest of the world. Slowly.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, say what you mean, Trav. Say what you mean.
Well, it was. They made that movie Apocalypse Now back like 40 years ago. But really, the apocalypse is now, is what I mean. And we're probably going to be going back to permaculture or hunter gatherer farming in a moment.
Yeah. Lit.
And then no one will have a podcast. Oh, no!
I'll still have one. I'll just have to, like, it'll be like a bikey delivery. Like, I'll be around on my bike throwing my tapes, my recorded tapes of the podcast out. We're like, yeah, I'll be back next week.
But no one will be able to play them because they won't have tape decks. Because no one's had tape decks in ages.
Leave a dollar in your mailbox for me, Patreon.
My Patreon is just me going and collecting. But dollars won't mean anything in this new world because there'll be no money. It'll be a barter system.
Leave one roll of toilet paper in your mailbox for me, Patreon.
I'll trade you one podcast for some food, mate.
Oh, mate, if you've got a KFC wet wipe, that's worth 20 eps, baby.
20 eps on a USB stick?
Hey, I watched Book of Eli not that long ago. Those things were liquid gold in that movie.
Liquid
full
gold.
Shower right there.
The KFC wet wipe. I'm going to start stocking up on them, but if we're going to be able to, we're going to need to be able to afford to buy lots of KFC, which means we will need some bro bucks. Segway.
What is good, bro originals fam? My name is Mr. Rhodes. I'm a Bundjalung artist from Northern New South Wales, and I'm here to tell you all about my new single, Doing It Well, featuring Thomas Shaw. This song came about in the middle of the death of George Floyd, the Black Lives Matter movement all over the world. And this is my personal reaction to social media and the hatred and racism I seen daily and the effect it had on my emotional state. I had to constantly keep reminding myself that I need to breathe and I don't have to react to anything in the comments. So check me out, follow me everywhere at Mr. Rhodes Music. Big love to the Bro Originals, Trav and Tex, for having me. Hopefully I'll see you somewhere on the internet. Peace.
Question. I had a note put on my car the other day from someone on my street because of parking. I had parked correctly right at the end of a parking strip on a one-way street with a car in front of me and a car parked behind me, illegally crossing into the no parking zone. But then the cars around me must have left, and so it looked like I was parked like a douchebag, taking up more space than I should have, so no car could properly park behind me. Obviously, the person who left the note couldn't find a park and needed to write to me. It was written on the back of a company logo sticker and it said, "Park further back next time, asshole," with an angry face drawn on it. It's been days and I still have the note. There is no way I can track the person down, but I can't stop thinking about the whole thing. I don't want this person thinking I'm a shite parker. What do I do? That's from Parking Problemo in Petersham. This could only happen in Petersham. Now, do you understand from that...
What is wrong with people?
Do you understand from that description of what happened?
I've got everything I need.
You got everything you need.
Yeah, I've gotten it all. I've got all the information I needed from all that. And just let it go. It's something else.
Let it go.
In 2003 on the movie Frozen. She said, "Let it go." Like, that's it. Like, who gives a fuck?
I think no, that it no.
This really, this like, is... seriously, some random note from some random person that you'll probably never run into again in your entire life, but they left a note calling you an asshole with an angry face, and it's been days, and it is still affecting you. I mean, maybe don't even worry about the note anymore. Maybe worry about yourself a little bit there. I'm a bit worried about you now. Do you need help? Do you want to talk? If you ever want to talk, just message the Broriginals at gmail.com. I'm always happy to talk.
I think that you should scope out the. I think you should do.
Chad's just sitting here like, "What the fuck is Texas doing?"
I think you should get some binoculars and find a nearby tree or a high room.
Park exactly like that again.
Park like that again, and then just wait. Just, you won't have to wait long. This person's fucking scooping. They're ready. They're ready to take you. Like, they left a note. A note of all things.
Bastards.
That's a bastard note. But really,
I mean, maybe this person was having a bad day.
And the note helped. This reminds me of do you know I am the asshole?
Yes.
Yeah, this is like, oh no, am I the asshole? No, I am the asshole.
I am the asshole.
That's a better website.
You. That's your one. That's your website. Everyone comes on and they're just like, "Oh yeah, it's you." Okay,
I think
don't worry about it.
I am the asshole is a better website than am I the asshole? Because I am the asshole. You're like just recounting a story of where it's a better Reddit tag because it's like you are instead of asking.
We know what's
people,
coming. We don't have to think about it at all. It's like,
you're not crowdsourcing whether, you know, like, I'm not asking for comment. I know I was the asshole. Get this. Here I was waiting for this person that had previously put a note on my car telling me that I'm the asshole. And I waited with binoculars.
Fully loaded.
And then I scratched their car. I am the asshole.
Oh, man. But, like, this is my thing here. Like, if you let something like this actually affect you in your life, this is how you have people that get coal sores on their lips when they get stressed about little things. Or you have people that get alopecia where their hair falls out when they get stressed about little things.
These things that you're saying are attacking two of your siblings at one time.
Obviously.
That's my whole personality.
The whole thing. Fuck my siblings. Hey, I'm the favorite.
Okay.
But Seriously, is this I really want to know who wrote this question in. I just want to give him a cuddle and be like, don't worry about it. It's okay. That person probably got over it 5 minutes after they wrote the note. They're not thinking about it.
Oh, so this is
later.
Yeah, this is so the thing. Shouldn't. The note was like their therapy. Like they were like, "Yep,
writing that note, they dealt with it then. That was it. That was them getting it out."
But now they've lived inside your head for days. They've taken up residence. They live in a small cave inside your head.
And walk around popping out each hair individually. That's how alopecia starts.
That's not what I was going to say. They've started a little community inside your head where they're trying to make the world a better place, one note at a time. And I think that what you need to do is pass this note on to the next person. Like, because then you're like...
This analogy inside this person's head. What is happening?
No, because then you can become someone inside someone else's head. They won't know who you are, but you'll still live there. But also this note could, like... it's recycling. We'd never need to write another parking note again because eventually this one will go all the way around and come back to the original person. And then they're fucked.
Because the original person wouldn't park like that again.
Well, wouldn't they? Because everyone parks badly at some point.
Do they?
Yes. No, yeah. Everyone's like, driving home from work and they're like, oh, I'm so tired. And like, oh, I just want to get upstairs, order a pizza, chuck on The Boys and watch an episode of The Boys because that's a good show.
The Boys.
Chuck on an episode of Bro Originals and listen to that. I just want to get home. I'm done with being in the car. I'll park. It'll do. It'll be fine. And then you get a note.
I had one of those moments the other day. I would have got a note. I was trying to parallel park and I gave up after five little like turns.
See?
Burns. And I was like, yeah, I give up. I'm going to go park in this other spot up the road that I know I can do.
Well, most people will just be like, it's good enough. It's good enough. I did it okay.
Nah. Not for me.
Not for me. Very good, but not for me.
I didn't want to get a note. Jeez, it would have affected me for days.
But look, the thing is, Texas, that eventually that note will get back around to them. And ipso facto, I think that is the correct use of that phrase, ipso facto, they're then living in their own head because the note has come full circle.
Hey.
Ipso facto!
Hey, too, Brute!
deadly question?
We did it. We did it!
We fixed the world.
Yeah, deadly question. All right.
I'm going to go get that note out of my bag.
Why do many white people find it difficult to acknowledge Australia's Black history? Oh, well, for white people, like, the only way to get through to them, I've just recently learned, is to leave a note on their car. So don't worry, we're going to get through to them, and we're going to get through to them now.
I just would like to say that white people are the worst. The worst.
God, I dare you to write that on Facebook as a status. You'll get banned immediately.
Banned!
Unless you use the old trick of doing two V's for a W. Bah, 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 bah.
Or
Lifex.
A Y and a T, because that's what gets around the algorithms.
I saw that one getting around, and for so long I was like, why are they saying YouTube in their comments? Because on gamer tags, YT means you're on YouTube.
So many white people find it difficult to acknowledge. Why are they asking this on Deadly Questions? This should be somewhere. This should be on White Questions.
We should be asking ScoMo this.
Yeah, why do they? Like, how will we know? We're not white. We can't talk for you. That would be culturally inappropriate. We can't speak for you.
I've
on
had
white.
A little bit of white in me now and then. Give it a go.
That joke sucked. Your
face. The line of
sucked. That's
so
sucked.
Disappointed.
Oh, I'm super
get
disappointed.
Get it out of here. Get it out. Your shit joke. You're no good.
It
You're
was
just like, your father.
It was the worst. It was stupid, boring. It was sucky.
Oh, we made it so much better now, though.
Oh yeah, but like no, because I want to take you to task for that joke. I was 50 lashes.
Oh jeez.
Get outside. We're gonna put your hose on you for that joke.
I don't know about painkiller, Trav. I miss non-drugged out, Trav. He was surprisingly nicer.
Well,
I don't know how that works, but
that's the secret is that all
because
of these shows.
Because non-drugged out Trav could drink.
I can still drink. I just keep dropping the glasses, apparently. And my whole house smells like licorice.
Your computer wants some licorice.
Do you want another Yahoo?
Oh, okay. I don't know. I was still trying to deal with these white people.
White people are the worst.
Oh, Wuggle once this entire episode.
We fixed it. We have
backtrack on all those white peoples. I meant to say Wuggle. I'm so sorry, you non-magical bastards.
This Yahoo Answers user is anonymous, so they will be called White Person. White Person asks, I'm a girl. Sorry, let me do the voice. I'm a girl. Is it inappropriate to call...
Manly voice. I'm a girl.
I'm a girl. Is it inappropriate to call my also female friend Hun? More information. A friend of mine recently called me Bab when texting, which I had never heard, but then I realized it is short for baby. I found it a bit of a lesbian-y thing to say.
Is lesbian-y a word? Can we write Oxford Dictionary? Put it in. It's canon now.
Am I overthinking this, or would it sound inappropriate or creepy if I called her Hun in return? Like, hey Hun, how are you? XX. Updated 5 days ago. No, she called me Bab, not Babe. Right. Okay.
I'm glad they had to clarify that, because for one second I was like, oh, maybe did they mean to type Babe? But then when I saw I realized it's short for baby, I was like, oh, we cool. We got it.
We're cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We cool.
like
Bay.
I think she could. I like this. I like this between. Look, I like it between chicks.
My
I'm not
favorite
sure...
thing here is the use of the term lesbian-y.
That
we
is
use
my...
lesbian-y more. I'll be like, those memes that are going around with Robat Battenbat.
They're very so lesbian-y.
If I must say so myself.
No, but I think that we should describe more things as lesbian-y and not just like female, like woman on woman relationships. I think that we should describe
like the relationship that happened in the recent fanfic I read of Bro Originals was it could have been described as lesbian-y, and now I want it to be.
But I was going to talk about like just pastries down at the pastry store. I think that we could describe them as lesbian-y.
Would have been such a lesbian in conversation. I don't think I could be lesbian-y all over that. No, you ruined it. You've ruined lesbian-y forever.
I like this. I really love lesbian-y.
Did you lesbian-y the term lesbian-y? You've just totally lesbian-y it everywhere.
I don't think it's inappropriate to call your female friend Han. But, like, what I would like to do is like make this more like acceptable for guys as well. Like, you know, I'm just hanging out with my,
I don't know, like when I'm dealing with people I do say something like, hey, how you going, or whatever, or call them a name or a pronoun or any of that. I ask, like, you ask the question, like it's I know it
yeah,
can be
but...
an awkward minute conversation here and there, but it saves awkwardness later.
Yeah, look, I get that, but here's my thing that I want to, like...
Wait, we need to discuss the five phases that Travis's face went through then to, like, answer the question. There was, like, lips sticking, like, over there, la type, like, where's he going with this? And then it was, like, the cringe smile, like, where is he going with this? And then it was, like, the smile of, like, oh, okay, maybe he's going somewhere with this. And then it was, like, oh, fuck, I better come in now. I don't know where the fuck he's going with this.
Oh, this has been a segment where
that
Texas.
Was four.
This is a
the
segment.
Fifth one was
Texas
acceptance.
Describes Travis's facial movements.
I mean, just imagine everything I said with more hair. You did it.
I would like to make this a thing for the guys as well.
But you were about to do an acknowledgement of country for a second there. It really sounded.
it sounded austere.
I would like to acknowledge the fact that lesbian-y is a great fucking word.
Well, I do. I really do want to acknowledge that. Lesbian-y is a great descriptive word. But I would like I'd like the bros to be able to call each other babe. Like, when you're out at the gym with your boys and you're just like, hey, babe, to your bro. Like, to your
they
bro.
Not? Yeah.
Yeah, I want more of this.
Do,
I want
do
this
the other
be...
bros not do this? I do this with my baby dudes.
Yeah, my baby dudes. It's fun and funky and fresh, I think. I think like that we could make this a thing. It's like we should.
It's lit af.
It is lit af, and like I don't like Hun. Actually, Jade called me Bub in a text the other day, and she will not ever hear the end of it.
and I made a point of messaging back because I don't normally answer my messages, but I was like, Bub.
No,
Bub. I'm offended.
We have a little
hurt.
Short.
I'm just curious as to why.
It was a typo. It turned out. I hope. I hope she wasn't trying. She's like, I'm trying this one on for size. How does Bob sound? No, we have a little thing where we like, because we call each other baby, but we just say BB, and that's enough. Because it's like text shorthand for the youths. And we're two young and funky fresh people, and we use
young
text text shorthand. Anyway, she called me Bub, and I'm like, no, that's not ever happening. Please stop. No one can call me Bub. See, this is the thing.
Bubba Trav, if we're going there.
But I don't think Hun works between guys, but I do think Babe or Baby can work between just a couple of blokes at the pub. I'm like, hey, Babe. I'll have a 4X gold. Thanks, babe. And you're saying it to Roger.
I mean, I already do this. Which in my small conservative country town, I'd get the looks, but I return those looks with a lick of my tongue across the top lip and go, you're next, bab.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the podcast again this week. Yeah, I mean, it's been a show. You could call it a show.
You made it. You made it to the end. And here's your prize. It's us doing the sign-off. How do you like that?
This is our segment, sign-off. And we're going now. Hey, thanks to Awesome Black for having us on the network. I mean, it's our network, but, you know.
Came in too quick. I was about to be like, I'm going now. I wish you all a very fond farewell.
And a happy new year.
What movie
year.
Is that from?
I don't know. No idea what movie that is from. This has been another segment of what's that movie, and who are we?
Texas normally gets it, but he doesn't, so don't worry about it. We'll all guess it. Email in if you know what movie that was from.
If you have
and
a question
you can email
for
us at...
yeah, if you have a question for the show, email us at thebrooriginals@gmail.com. Thebrooriginals.
Segway like that.
Segway.
Like, came up and you jammed a stick in the wheel of my Segway. Now it's front flipping.
Are you okay? Hey, if you want to support the show, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, or sign up to become a member for as little as $2 a month on Awesome Black.
Dollars? That's less than buying us a beer a month.
Yeah, or less than buying us a coffee.
I've never tried that before, but I thought it might work. I don't drink coffee.
Split between the two of us, $2
either.
Isn't very much at all.
Shit. Oh, it'll buy me a Chubba Chup, because I feel like they're a dollar these days.
Oh.
Remember they were 20 cents back in my day.
Look, if you can afford the $2 a month, I mean, that's great.
If you can afford Chubba Chups.
Yeah, basically you buy...
You can afford Bro Originals.
But if you get 50 of your friends to all sign up as well, that's 50 Chubba Chups for us. That would be great.
Imagine that.
Text, you have, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Text, you have our final deadly question. Painkiller Trav needs to go.
Oh, he definitely does. I always do. Ah, the traditional landowners in Geelong.
I am Travis DeVries.
I believe I'm Texas DeVries.
We're Brooriginals.
And we'll be black. You stay white there.
Regular Trav will be back next week, I'm sure. I'll talk to
you. Hope not.
AwesomeBlack.org.
Comedy, culture, fun.
First Nations owned.
Supported by you.